Hi there, Channel 9. Brian Keller here, and it's September 29th, 2008, which means that today is the day that marketing has officially disclosed the next version of Visual Studio. So we're no longer living with code names. It's going to be Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4.0. So today I'm pleased to announce that this entire week is going to be Visual Studio Team System 2010 week on Channel 9. But first, let me tell you about a new place that you can go on Channel 9 to get all of your new videos related to Visual Studio and the .NET framework. This is a new thing we're calling a Visual Studio topic area. So that's at channel9.msdn.com/Visual Studio. This page is being built by myself, by Drew Robbins, Jason Olson, Jonathan Carter, and Dan Fernandez, so all my coworkers that work on Visual Studio and .NET Framework evangelism. So that's kind of your one-stop shop, so be sure to bookmark that page. Then this entire week we'll be talking about Visual Studio Team System 2010. So today, September 29th, you can check out an interview by Dan of Norman Guadagno. He's the group product manager on Visual Studio Team System. So he's going to be talking a lot about what's in store for you kind of at a high level. And then throughout the rest of the week, we'll be diving in with interviews from folks across the Visual Studio Team System product team. So tomorrow, Tuesday the 30th, is Architecture Day. So we'll be talking about how Visual Studio Team System 2010 will support brand new designers and modelers, and we'll actually have UML-compliant designers as well. So that's all very exciting. Then come back on Wednesday, October 1st, and we'll be talking about the business alignment capabilities of Visual Studio Team System 2010. So what do we mean by business alignment? Well, it's all about really making sure that what you're building on a software development team is aligned with the rest of the organization. And so how do we help you do better agile project management? How do we help you even take what you're doing on a software development project and maybe align that within your enterprise? So we have out-of-the-box integration with Project Server coming there. Thursday, come back, and we've got a bunch of software quality videos. So this is everything from the new test case management to the manual test runner, and some really cool historical debugger capabilities we'll be talking about and showing off, as well as something we call impact analysis and some other goodies as well. And then Friday, we've got a bunch of videos coming from the Team Foundation Server team based in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they'll be showing things like version control, branching, visualization. What else? We have Enterprise Team Foundation Server management. So how do you deploy Team Foundation Server 2010 in a truly scalable enterprise manner? We'll also have videos talking about the latest on migration and synchronization. And we also have a video where we'll set up an entire Team Foundation Server 2010 instance during that video, so you don't want to miss that. So be sure to stay tuned. Once again, that's channel9.msdn.com/Visual Studio.